Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Saturday, January 16th. It is the divisional round of the playoffs in the NFL. Eight teams left. Four in the AFC, four in the NFC.
Kind of a sad day. Fantasy football is over.
But for all those in the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League and anyone else that wants to go on the website, mycffl.com, when I upload today, that's not a good way to say that. When I update the website today.
There you go.
We're going to have our rule change proposals, and I thought of three of them.
Ooh, I can't wait.
One is going to be the, should we get rid of the IR?
I say yes.
Second one's going to be quarter point targets for receivers and running backs.
I think I would lean that way.
And then the other one is dealing with trading players. If we trade a player from one team to another, currently the contracts reset.
Restart.
When we trade players with a new rule, should we just send the contract with so that every 3 years at the most.
You want Aaron Rodgers really bad.
Every player would be back in the draft. No, just, you know, we'll give other teams opportunities to get other players. And it would, you know, what do you call it? It would expand the draft pool.
I guess I'd the only thing I would say with that is, what was I going to say? I feel like that's going to hurt the trading.
You think it's going to cut down some trading on players?
Right.
Because no one's going to want, say, Bob Smith if he's in the final year of his contract?
Right.
Unless you'd be able to get him for a better deal, better price.
I suppose that, yeah, if you're going for the championship then.
Yeah. Although, you know, a Jordy Nelson would have never been traded then.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. I like the idea because I think it would help trading at the end of the year or going into the playoffs.
Right.
But then after the season's over, I think it would hurt the trading because you're not going to trade any. You're not going to trade people.
Right. And then, but all those players would be available then in the draft.
True.
You wouldn't. Anyway, well.
Well, and with my loaded team, I'd be able to.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be ending up cutting all these players anyway.
Well, yeah, because, and like a guy like Wayne Bekkus would desperately need, I mean, all three of his keepers last year.
Oh, that's right. They're done. But he got rid of, didn't he get rid of one of them? I thought he made a deal. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I'm
just thinking of all the other deals that went down. Holy hell. And no one wants any of my players.
All the other deals. What are
oh, my God. The footballers and the Tornadoes made a deal.
Was that the two quarterbacks?
Yeah, the quarterbacks, okay. Yep. Because, well, Cam Newton was at the end of his contract,
right.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
So Cam Newton went for Russell Wilson straight up.
Yeah.
And then I thought there were two other. Maybe I'll have to look it
over.
I
was like,
all my research I did again.
Yes,
I was too busy researching other worthless things. But anyways, enough of that. It's fantasy, not even fantasy. It's NFL playoff time. Divisional championships or divisional round playoffs. And you know, if you want to check out what we're talking about today, mycffl.com. Questions, comments, concerns. I'm missing the emails. You know, we had a run there with a few emails.
And then they lost.
They dried up. Although I noticed a couple new listeners. Somebody from Tennessee.
I'm big in Tennessee.
And there's someone from the state of Washington.
Washington.
Don't know who that would be. But no? Anyways, questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email us, cffl commissioner@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at
Strap1971.
Not 1972, but 1971.
@yahoo.com.
Oh, I make one mistake.
And I don't let you live it down.
But so today we're going to get into.
I just want to say quick, hold on, people out there. You admit that you actually do make mistakes.
I make one a year.
Oh, and that was.
Luckily, that was in 2015.
Yeah.
So I'm still I still have no mistakes for this year.
Okay,
coming.
Okay.
2016 is still smooth.
Smooth. Okay. Wow.
Whew.
So, we need to go back on the record or check that out.
Check when I did that one by myself. Had to be last year. Yeah, you were probably up. You were around, gone for Christmas or something.
Okay, yeah, maybe it was. Yeah, you're right.
Anyways, today on the show, we have some news and notes from the last couple of weeks because we weren't here last week. And then we're going to go into the four games in the playoffs this week.
Okay.
And then we have a fantasy girl. A fantasy girl that I picked out, but Dan's going to be really proud about because she's older than 18 years old.
That's a start.
And Dan will know her.
Is she not a model?
Not a model.
TV movie?
Yes.
I cannot wait.
Okay. So it's going to be actually a short podcast, I think, today.
I think
it's not going to be that long because, I mean, there's really not much going on. But I can't wait to get to the news and notes. So should we do that?
Sure. Let's go.
All right, let's go. No sirens, even though there should be, but...
Oh, there should be a especially, lot.
There should be a siren all day long in Pittsburgh.
Well, and don't forget taps.
On taps?
For Lawrence Phillips.
Oh, that's right. That's part of my news.
Is this part of your news notes? All right.
But the first one, I would have talked about last week if we did a podcast, but it's so good that I couldn't even take it out of the news and notes.
Uh-oh.
It has to do with our favorite quarterback.
Yours or mine?
Well, really, neither one of ours.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers?
Texas A&M.
Oh, Johnny Manziel. Sorry.
So, the last week of the... This goes back to the last week of the NFL season.
He just doesn't get it.
I read an article, and that's the only reason I bring it up, because the article is hilarious. And then I was listening to Garbage Time with Katie Nolan, and she actually did some research into this whole thing, too, and brought up something that just... perfect for the whole story.
Okay.
Anyways, this story comes from Daryl Ritter of 92.3, The Fan in Cleveland. And it talks about Johnny Manziel, the whole situation spiraling out of control in Cleveland, about how he was in concussion protocol.
Right, right.
And missed a game. And because he missed that 9 a.m. scheduled appointment at the team's headquarters for treatment.
Yep.
Turns out that he was in Vegas.
And our favorite place of the world.
Our favorite place. So according to ESPN Las Vegas, Manziel was spotted at a Vegas club on the strip wearing a blonde wig, a fake mustache.
Gotta have the blonde wig.
Glasses and a hoodie while he partied into the night in Vegas. And he used a different name to get into the place.
Right, but then...
But then...
His credit card didn't work or something, right?
Yeah, yes. So... He introduced himself at the club as Billy.
Billy? Billy Manziel?
Billy something.
Okay.
But the jig was up when it came time to pay his bill, and he requested to be comped to his room, but instead, they wouldn't comp it to his room, so he had to use a credit card because he didn't have cash on him. So he had to give this Johnny Manziel his Money Manziel credit card.
Doesn't he have handlers that could pony
take
up
care
some
of this?
Yeah.
Here, Give me your credit card and I'll pay you back later.
Yeah, I'll pay you back later.
So, anyways, the story continues that Manziel tried to quiet the buzz on Saturday night that he was in Vegas by posting a picture of him laying on the floor with his dog nearby on his Instagram account with the location tag of Avon, Ohio.
Nice.
Where he lives, apparently. But this is where Katie Nolan comes in.
Okay.
Because I love watching her show because she's hot.
And what show is this?
Garbage Time. It's on Fox Sports 1 every Wednesday night.
Okay.
11 o'clock Central. There's a plug, Katie.
There you go,
Maybe
Katie.
You can come and do a guest appearance on the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
I have right room right here on my knee.
So, anyways, she did a thing. She showed the picture that Johnny Manziel posted on Saturday night of him and his dog in his house, all right, to cover up his story.
And it wasn't his house.
Well, it wasn't. Not only it was his house, and it was his dog. However, she showed then a picture next to it of a picture he posted with him and his dog where it was grown up.
Oh.
So the picture he posted to cover his butt was a picture of him and his dog while the dog was a puppy.
Yeah, he's got to see.
He's not the smartest guy.
No, must be a dumb truck driver or something. No, he's not. He's a dumb
No, he's just a rich kid with no morals and just thinks he can do whatever he wants.
Are we still going to stay on this subject? Because I got the question.
Yes.
Do you think he's got a problem, or do you think he just doesn't care and he wants out of Cleveland and his dream is to go to Dallas and he's just trying to force his way out?
I don't know if – I don't think he wants I don't know.
Because Hugh Jackson –
maybe he's just smarter than all of us.
Well, and then my question is, did Hugh Jackson make a huge mistake by saying, I don't want anything to do with Johnny Manziel?
Well, they can trade him, right?
Well, right. But I'm just wondering
– who'd want him?
Maybe he shouldn't say that until he actually
until he gets a deal. Well, oh, you don't want him. All right, I'll give you a 7.
Yeah. Or the fact that the owner might not even want to get rid of him. Isn't the owner in love with him? Or was?
Yeah, the owner picked him, right?
Right. The owner said we got to pick him, right?
Oh, man.
So I just like, Hugh Jackson, maybe you shouldn't say something because you might be stuck with him.
And then watch out.
Right. Yeah, because everything in this league points to Johnny Manziel going to Dallas. And I want to go out on the limb and say he's not going to Dallas.
It would be sweet if they would just keep him and just let him ride the bench.
Yeah, just sit there, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, because I don't think he's got a problem. I think he's just an arrogant DB.
Right.
Who thinks he can do whatever he wants.
But he's not a DB.
No, I mean.
He's a quarterback. He's not a defense. No, you mean the other DB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Next story. The thing you were asking about before. Lawrence Phillips, everyone's favorite criminal. He played football for the Cornhuskers and the St. Louis Rams. He was found dead at Kern Valley State Prison on Wednesday.
Wow.
The USA Today reports that Phillip, who is 40 years old, his death is being investigated as a suicide. And it all stems apparently from the fact that he was going to be going on trial for the killing of his bunkmate.
And he
would have gotten a death penalty for that if he was...
Oh, I didn't hear the death penalty. Wow.
He entered Kern Valley Prison in 2008 after two separate incidents from 2005 in which he assaulted his then-girlfriend and ran his car into three teenagers at a youth football game. I didn't even realize that. I thought it was just from the girlfriend.
No. He's...
In September, Phillips was charged with first-degree murder after his cellmate, Damian Soward, was found strangled to death inside their shared cell. Phillips claimed he was acting in self-defense, and Tuesday a judge said there was enough evidence to move forward with a trial in which Phillips would face the death penalty if convicted. And then that's when he either hung himself or...
Yeah, it doesn't say here.
Whatever you do to kill yourself in prison.
Yeah.
It would have to be hanging, right?
I mean, would think so, yeah, but...
Unless you're going to make a shank and stab yourself. Who's special? Me.
Well, at least he... And it sounds like he's... donated his brain to...
I don't think he had anything to do with that. I think they wanted to do that to say, he signed his paperwork. We're going to donate his brain. Is this for the whole concussion thing?
Well, yeah, that he donated his brain to Boston University.
Oh, boy.
That's just the latest news that I'm reading.
Let's find out how smart he actually was.
Yeah, that I think we know.
And speaking of smart...
Uh-oh.
You ready for this one? Antonio Cromartie.
I heard.
The New York Jets all-pro cornerback and his wife are expecting twins.
He wants his own football team.
I guess. And they're expecting twins despite the fact that Cromartie had reportedly undergone a vasectomy in 2011.
Oops.
Yep.
Yep.
According to Page Six, Antonio and... Oh, man. How do you say this? Is it Tarika or Tarika?
I've that
T-E-R-R-I-C-K-A.
You live in the hood.
No silent cues or anything. So Tarika Cromartie, they were married in 2008, and are parents of, get this, all right, ready? Parents, 5-year-old girl and a 3-year-old girl, or a 3-year-old boy, and then they were shocked in October to learn of this pregnancy after he had a vasectomy.
So is
twins.
Twins. Okay, so he has 4 kids.
4 with Tarika, okay?
And, like, Tarika's been with him, I mean.
She's been with him since whenever they got married. But Antonio, 31 years old.
Right.
He has, ready?
Now 11 kids.
8 other children with 7 different women.
Right.
So, Tarika spoke with Us Weekly magazine saying she didn't tell her husband about this pregnancy right away. Quote, I was going back and forth in my head how it could even happen.
Wow.
In my head, we were good to go. We were having free sex. I just really thought that this procedure was the best protection you could have at this point, said Tarika. So, question. The vasectomy?
Yeah.
Not really doing what it's supposed to do? Or is,
well, they say
Tarika playing around the field? Because she didn't tell him right away that she was pregnant.
Ooh.
And the only reason you would do that, knowing that he had a vasectomy, I mean, let's say you're a wife, okay? And your husband had a vasectomy. And all of a sudden, if you're only with your husband, and all of a sudden you're pregnant, wouldn't that be the first thing you say, hey, we got to get this vasectomy checked out? I'm pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't just say, I didn't tell him right away.
I'd be like, oh, shit, honey.
Page 6 reports that Tarika plans on having her tubes tied after the birth of the twins.
Hell yeah.
Keep everything safe when she goes playing around while he's out on his road. Well,
these two are perfect for each other. They can,
yes.
Each of them can.
He's
allegedly cheat.
He's plowed the field, what, right. 8 times?
At least.
Or 8 different fields.
Well, let's say he.
He 8 different. Yeah, 8 different fields he's plowed.
He plowed 8 different fields and seeded.
Yes, and harvested.
And harvested.
And now, Tarika, I'm going to say this, and this is just me and my cynical,
I amen.
I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that vasectomy.
Oh, I don't think so either.
And he or she was out playing with some other guy during the season this year.
I concur.
Right?
I would concur on that, yes.
All right. On the better side of football.
That's our opinion, remember? Right,
exactly. I'm saying.
Me in case and my, we go big, I don't want anything coming
they
back.
They might call me a racist. You're just a racist. No, it's just my cynical opinion. I would have done it if that would have been Rob Gronkowski.
Hell yeah.
So on the better side of football, though, enough of these sad stories.
Okay.
Rumor has it that everyone's MVP, Aaron Rodgers, has given a 5-carat engagement ring to his girlfriend, Olivia Munn.
That's not true.
Olivia, however,
yeah,
has shot down the rumors saying, don't believe everything you read in tabloids. And she was on Stephen Colbert this week. And did you hear what Colbert said? He told Rodgers, he goes, step up and be a man.
I don't know what he's waiting
step
for.
Step up and take responsibility or something like that.
Yeah, he can't be a man. That's his problem.
Hey. He's got a championship to win this year. He'll give her the ring after.
Yeah.
After. New York Giants offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, ex-Packer.
Love him.
Will be the new head coach of the Giants. The promotion from offensive coordinator makes a lot of sense for the Giants. They have talent on the offensive side of the ball, and they'll now have continuity with McAdoo taking over as head coach. The team has to add more talent to the defensive side of the ball, however. Because weren't they talking about... wasn't that one of the places Chip Kelly was going to go? The Giants or no?
No, not the Giants.
Or no, they were looking at Dirk Cutter.
Or Dirk. Oh, is that, and that's why
mm-hmm.
Lovey got the can.
And as we were talking about before, updating a previous report, Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator Hugh Jackson, hired by the Cleveland Browns, and he will be their next head coach.
And he talks in the third person. Did you hear?
Yes, he's horrible. Dude, you haven't done anything yet. You can't talk about yourself like Rob does, like Gronk does. The Gronk. Gronk score touchdown.
Yeah.
Terms of the deals were not disclosed. Jackson, arguably the hottest coach on the market. Great move for the Browns.
Really?
That's what the reports were all saying.
Boy, I thought it was Gase. Adam Gase.
Oh, yeah, down to Miami, right?
Yeah. Is Bevel ever going to get a shot?
I don't know. He just looks... You ever notice that when you see him on the sideline, he kind of reminds me of... who was a guy in Detroit that just got fired? Oh, no, they kept him on, didn't they?
Caldwell?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like he's just not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Daryl Bevel to me. I don't know if it's just because I remember when he was playing for the Badgers.
Oh, yeah.
He never looked like a football player.
I could have played for the Badgers that year.
Oh, man.
Hand the ball off to Moss on the left.
Moss left, Moss right, Moss up the middle. And maybe a little screen pass to get 40 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
Jackson is considered a creative offensive mind. And he does a good job of building a system that works best with the talent around him. And I would say good for Gary Barnidge, Isaiah Crowell, and Josh Gordon, but probably bad for Johnny. Johnny Manziel Dunn.
Yeah, but and they're going to draft a quarterback, right, then? If
I would think so. Otherwise,
if everything goes.
McCown, right?
Boy. He's 37 or 38, isn't he?
Yes, and he's always hurt.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly will be an NFL coach in 2016.
But not Happy? Where not where you wanted him to go.
No, I want him to be in Tennessee. The 49ers announced that they hired Kelly as the team's 20th coach in franchise history on Thursday. He will be formally introduced as the new head coach during a news conference next week.
Speaking of D-bag, or what we were speaking earlier.
Defensive backs?
No. The other D-bag.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Or DB, I'm sorry. Yeah, that joke didn't quite work the way I wanted it to. But anyway, so is he that big of a D-bag?
No,
that
you
Tennessee
know what?
Doesn't want him?
No, he's that. I'm telling you. All this hatred for Chip Kelly, I'm going to remind you of one little fact. His first two seasons with Philadelphia, what did they have, 10 wins?
Right.
Was he not the one head coach that made Nick Foles into a Pro Bowl quarterback?
Okay, so now I'm going to say this first.
Okay.
Who did he win, or with what players did he win?
DeSean Jackson,
which
Nick
was
Foles.
Part of the Andy Reid
pickups,
right?
Well, maybe. Yes, you're right. Chip Kelly was doing the shopping for the groceries and doing the cooking,
right? And he destroyed that team.
It destroyed. They just like we discussed earlier this week.
What do you think is going to happen to Philadelphia?
They'll tread with water.
I think Doug Peterson's going to be.
Doug Peterson.
Did I ruin
it? Oh, man.
I mean, I think he hurt. I think Philly's going to be the last place next year.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Mark the tape.
Mark it right now.
But like we were saying, I think his game plan is brilliant. I don't think it works in the NFL.
Exactly. I think his game plan is brilliant, like you said, but he should just go back.
He needs some place where people have to listen to him, not some place where the players running the system make more money than he does.
Right. Now, if he wanted to go to the Badgers, I'd be like, yeah, Dave, he's an evil genius, but he's never going
to
come
here. Can you imagine him trying to get those guys to move fast?
Oh, but I'd
love the Big Ten. Big Ten. Ten being the maximum speed at which they move.
Oh, yes.
God. And as you said, Doug Peterson, ex-quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, backup quarterback, is going to be the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Adam Gase, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And who else did we miss? Oh, the guy that was the interim head coach of Tennessee is apparently going to be getting the job permanently in Tennessee.
Well, yeah, because the ownership is all screwed up in Tennessee, so they
plus they said that they're still going to interview, go through the process of interviewing.
I have a feeling you're not going to keep Marcus Mariota, right?
I may. It all depends, because I was actually thinking about this today. I'm like, because never too early to start thinking.
Definitely.
Do I want to keep Gronk and Jimmy Graham?
I'd keep Gronk.
Yeah. See, I'm worried about Gronk because he just had all kinds of injections in his knee that he got hurt.
See, I wouldn't keep. I know you think he silently put a decent year up.
He did. until he was hurt, he was actually better than I thought he was going to. I thought Henry was in trouble, but he was actually putting up some good stats and stuff.
I think he had one or two really good games.
That made him look better.
Kind of like the year that Doug Martin.
Yes.
Sorry.
The muscle hamster.
His rookie year. Yeah. I don't think he was all that great of a running back, but he sure did have like two or three really huge games.
Yes. But the thing with Jimmy Graham is the whole, blocking. He's doing more blocking than he was doing in New Orleans.
But you notice ever since Jimmy got hurt, Russell has played better.
Yeah, because they got a guy in there that wants to block at tight end.
Okay.
Jimmy Graham wants the ball.
I don't think Jimmy Graham's going to get the ball.
So that's it for the news and notes, unless you have anything else. Did you see anything else?
I did.
We'll get into that one with the, sorry.
Reggie Wayne retired.
Did he?
He officially retired.
So that means no more.
His last. I'm thinking. Didn't he get?
He tried for the Patriots.
Couldn't
keep up with the old white guys.
Yes.
Like, oh, we're gonna cut you.
Yeah.
So all right. So Reggie Wayne done. So it'll be what, 7 years, and then he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And they announced the final 16 for the Hall of Fame.
15.
15?
Yeah, I thought.
And then that'll get cut down to what?
Whatever.
To the people that are going
finalists.
In.
Yeah.
Brett Favre.
Oh.
We got our tickets. I told you that, right?
Yep.
All right.
I got to write you a check.
No. That's not why I'm just saying.
Sure is.
We got our tickets. That's it, everyone, for the news and notes. And now we're going to get into today and tomorrow's game matchups and do some off-the-record betting, even though the betting season is over. Speaking of the betting season, I did some research into how we finished.
Right.
Now, I'm assuming the last two prop bets, which is the MVP and Rookie of the Year, we're both going to lose.
Yeah. I need Russell to have two prior games better, and he could have been in.
Well, when do they vote for this? Is it before the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, they voted.
They voted already?
Right.
Okay, so I was going to say, if Russell finishes up really good.
No.
Okay.
That's regular season.
All right. So we're going to lose that because I had Aaron Rodgers, you had Russell. And Rookie of the Year, I had Marcus, you had Jameis.
Right.
I don't think either one of them are going to win it. So either way, I had one more correct pick on the prop bets than you did. All right?
Okay.
And then on the regular bets, you had one more correct pick than I did. So overall, equal.
But you had the parlay, or the quote-unquote parlay.
The quote-unquote parlay, yes.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, and everything, again, I keep looking up on that.
You keep looking.
I'm right.
I disagree.
So we ended up with the same amount of, even though you had more games picked, we had the same number of correct picks over both of those things.
And we made money, right?
Yeah, we didn't do bad.
That's the name of
it. Which is, exactly. I mean, because we should, what is the Vegas picks on these things? Isn't it barely over 50%?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think.
And that's basically where we were.
Okay.
Right around 50%.
We're average.
We're mediocre, everyone. So there it is.
But you would have made money with us.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
That's good. So that's it for the news and notes. Let's get into the games. So that's it. Divisional round playoffs this week. Nothing really going on in fantasy football unless you're in one of those DraftKings or I always forget the other one. FanDuel.
FanDuel, yeah.
One of those FanDuel leagues where you can pick games in theirs. And these might help you with some of that. Like I said, four games going on this week. Today, we start with the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots. And then tonight, the Green Bay Packers versus the Arizona Cardinals.
And we're going to get crushed.
Tomorrow morning, You have the Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks, and then later on today, the New England Patriots, or no, the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Denver Broncos. So we're going to go over all four of the games, give you the updates on those, and we'll give you our little picks against the point spread on those games.
Okay.
We'll start with Pittsburgh versus Denver. Steelers Antonio Brown, concussion. He suffered a concussion on the hit from Cincinnati Bengals' Lavontaze Perfect in their wild card matchup. What did you think of that hit? Because we never talked about it last
week. No, yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. I thought it was a...
Bush League?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was as bad as Ryan Shazier's hit on...
I would agree with that.
But that one didn't get flagged for some reason.
Right.
Or he didn't get penalized. Not penalized, but fined either.
No.
Hmm.
But although Ryan Shazier isn't...
Vontaze Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
Vontaze has been penalized...
Before.
He's the highest... He has the highest number of personal fouls.
Really? In the league?
In the league.
And probably fines, too?
I think 16, oh. I thought I heard.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that the hit was illegal.
Which one?
The one he put on to Antonio Brown. He did hit him with the shoulder.
Well, I would say 5-6 years ago.
Wouldn't have been
yeah. an issue at all.
But now that we're all concerned about Will right. Smith and his horrible acting as a doctor and concussion.
Yes.
Now we're worried about it. Okay, well, he did get suspended 3 games, which...
Which I thought was high.
Which I'm thinking... Roger Goodell might have heard my wish list to Santa.
Now
because I had one of my wishes was same as I had last year, where they need to run this whole targeting and unnecessary roughness penalty stuff. If it's a blatant targeting hit or that's the way it's called,
right?
Get kicked out of the game, and if they're kicked out in the second half, just like they do in college. If they're kicked out in the second half, they also miss the first half of the next game.
Okay, I would agree with that.
It would put an end to all that stuff.
Stuff.
I was going to say something else. But now he's out for 3 games next season.
So he's already appealed it, though, correct?
That I don't know. I'm sure he will, but
yeah,
they'll probably cut it down to 1 or 2, right?
I would think so. I thought that seemed awfully high.
I did, too. I 1 game.
Yeah.
Kick him out for 1. I mean, it's already next year. Screwing up their season next year already. Antonio Brown is going to be out today, which means that Pac-Man Jones also called him and apologized.
He did?
Yep.
Okay.
He said, I apologize for saying that he was faking it, even though I thought he was faking it too.
I did too.
Because what did they say that when Pac-Man Jones said he winked at him?
Yeah. And he probably did because... He just didn't know he winked.
Mm-hmm. But so he's out today. And then the speedy other thing from that whole scenario last week.
Are you going with the Joey Porter? I saw that today, this morning. I watched highlights.
Did he get fined?
No.
No penalty at all for
Steelers. As far as I know, he has not been penalized yet.
Because from what I understand, the only people allowed on the field during timeouts, trainers. Or during an injury as trainers and the head coach. Yeah. And there was Joey Porter roughing it up with the Bengals. Dick.
Dumbass. DB. Or no, DB.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger with his shoulder. The AC separation, they're calling it. Now, I had an AC joint sprain. And I remember telling you this before. I couldn't even drive my car.
Yeah, but you're soft.
I'm not. Well, not that only am I soft, but... I don't know how he went into that game with 1 and some left. Even if it was a sprain at that time.
He's Big Ben.
I understand, but they're saying that they might have like put some local anesthetic in there or general or whatever.
Of course they did.
And it took that long for it to take effect. But I'm like, holy hell. I just remember driving home that one day from work. I couldn't even put my hand on the steering wheel.
Oh, wow.
It was that bad. It would hurt. But he's still questionable. This is questionable. They don't know if he's going to play or not. They said it's going to come down to whether or not he can handle the pain. So all about pain tolerance.
It's going to be a good shot. There's going to be
a good
amount of injection in that shoulder.
D'Angelo Williams, still out. He said that he might play, and that the fact that you haven't seen him in practice doesn't matter. He doesn't need practice.
What's the name of their back? Or
which one is it? It's
I've never heard
two
of
guys them. I've never heard of.
Yeah,
and they obviously did pretty well last week.
Well, one was
Jordan Todman.
Todman. Is that Jordan?
Yeah,
he was with Jacksonville the year before, right?
Oh man!
But the other guy, I have no idea who he was. And that's not saying
I didn't think they looked that bad. Well, again, they had all the other guys going, so. And it was horrible, horrible weather.
I just need Big Ben to play this week.
Oh, that's right, because you have him in your playoff.
I have him in my playoff fantasy, yeah.
I didn't even do one of those this year. I'm kind of sad.
It was kind of, it's fun so far.
Yeah. You can only get points for scoring?
Right. Yeah. So I went with the theory. The main thing is you got to get your quarterback right. I think your quarterback,
the one you think is going to go the furthest,
the guys that played the first week that mm-hmm. is going to go the furthest, and that's why I picked Ben. But
yeah,
then,
which was a brilliant idea until he hurt that shoulder. Yeah,
then I should have went with Russell Wilson. Yeah, and I'll tell you about that in a little bit.
Oh man, as far as the Denver Broncos go, Brock Osweiler, knee, shoulder, and elbow, participated in practice this week, and Peyton Manning with his foot and Owen Daniels with his knees, both practice this week also.
Wow.
They say Manning is going to start for the Broncos on Sunday, his first start since week 10. However, they have three quarterbacks on the active roster for
Sunday. I thought both teams had three.
Oh, well, that's right. New England too, right?
I mean, no.
Denver.
Pittsburgh.
God. Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
because didn't they bring in Ben Roethlisberger because Landry Jones was doing horribly?
Right.
Man, oh man. Okay, so as far as the game goes.
Okay, what's the spread?
If you can find action on this game, because most places have it off the board.
Oh, because of the quarterbacks.
Because of all the things with Pittsburgh right now and with Peyton. But there was one place that had the game, and the point spread was 6 points in favor of Denver.
Okay.
Who are you going?
I want to go with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because you need Big Ben?
Because I need Big Ben, but I think you got to go with Denver.
Denver giving up the 6.
The defense is so good. I think they don't have to worry about Brown now.
True. Or D'Angelo.
Or D'Angelo.
Denver does have, what'd they say, the best defense in the league?
And I think Denver's running backs, I've always liked Ronnie Hillman.
And it's going to be in Denver where it's cold.
Right. So they're not going to be throwing the ball a lot.
Peyton Manning doesn't do good in January.
I think. Wow. 40.5 for the.
Over-under?
Over-under.
I'm going to say under.
Okay.
And I think, as much as I hate to say this, I think Denver's going to win the game. I just don't think it's going to be by more than 6 points.
You're probably right on that.
I'd take Pittsburgh. Plus the 6.
Okay, right.
But I think Denver's going to win the game.
Yeah, I thought, okay.
Okay.
I would agree with
Fair.
That.
Fair. That's a good one.
I could see another game for Pittsburgh, the 18-16.
Yes, like they did Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Next game, Kansas City versus New England for the Chiefs. Jeremy Maclin in his knee. Turns out he did not tear his ACL, but he did suffer a high ankle sprain, according to the sources in Kansas City. Jeremy Maclin didn't practice on Tuesday, but he's making good progress, according to head coach Andy Reid. You think he'll play?
Oh, I'm sure he's got to.
Got to play. For the Patriots, Danny Amendola expected to be more involved in the offense than he was in the last several weeks. Good thing. However, Julian Edelman probably going to play.
Still a question? Or no?
He will not be limited during the divisional round playoff game. Okay. So he's in. He was running and cutting during practice on Monday. As for Tom Brady, his ankle did not seem to hamper him when he was dropping back in team drills on Monday. So I'm sure he will be playing, even though he's, as always, listed on the injury report. and your man, Rob Gronkowski, limited in practice on Monday with his knee, and they said he did take an injection in that knee.
Could you ever take an injection?
No.
No.
You did in your thumbs, right?
Thumb. Oof. And my shoulder.
No, I couldn't. What was that stuff that they put in there?
It's like a steroid of some.
What's the stuff that they always put in, like, your knee joints when you get old before they do the replacement?
Alcohol.
Cortisone.
Cortisone, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either. Right now, as far as the point spread, Kansas City, 5.5-point underdog against New England. Kansas City rolling an 11-game winning streak.
If Kansas City can get to Tom Brady, they win this game.
Right. Their defense is probably number two defense in the league.
Yep.
Or wait, no, probably Arizona's number two. They might be number three.
Kansas City's been on a roll, and I've been betting against them.
All season long.
Well, not all season. Just basically the last 5 weeks.
When they were winning everything.
Right. And they're just consistent.
That's actually a really good point spread for me. Man, what would I do? I want to say Kansas City because I don't want to see New England moving forward again.
Right.
I'm going to say Kansas City. I'm going to let my heart take this one over.
Are we going to do the over-under too?
What do you have for over-under?
I have 44.
44, and it's in New England. 44 in New England. That's 21-22 apiece. I'll go over. Wait, go over.
Okay.
I'm going to go over, 44.
I'm going under.
You are?
We're going to cover this one.
You thinking
I think it's
Kansas City defense?
Same type of game as what the Pittsburgh-Denver game
is. Oh, you do? Yeah. Wow. Okay. So you're going under. I'm over. We should be writing this stuff down.
We should.
I have Kansas City. You're taking Kansas City, or are you taking Seattle?
I'm taking Kansas City to win, so I got the cover then.
Okay, you're going to write this stuff down?
Yep.
All right. So, Kansas City, Seattle. Kansas City, Seattle. I'm going...
Carolina, Seattle. Or...
No. Kansas City... Oh, Kansas City, New England. Jesus. All right. So, I'm going over and Kansas City.
Okay. I'll get this down. You keep talking then.
And then... I am going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Denver Broncos. I'm going to go Pittsburgh and under.
And that's what I'm doing too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our next game, Carolina Panthers versus the Seattle Seahawks. Head coach Ron Rivera said there are no limitations being put on running back Jonathan Stewart or Ted Ginn this week, and both will play against the Seahawks this weekend. As always, Marshawn Lynch didn't have a setback last week, but head coach Pete Carroll said Lynch could be a game-time decision. And Lynch tweeted out, "I'm ready." The most words he said all season.
Wow.
Right now, Seattle, 3-point underdog for this game on Sunday.
That's what I have.
What are you taking?
Okay, if I was a betting man.
Yes. In Carolina.
In Carolina, I think I have to go with Seattle.
I was going to go with Seattle, too.
Wow.
Much as it hurts me to say that, it's like one of those games where you want them both to lose.
Right. Just like last week, I wanted Minnesota to win that game.
Oh, I know. It's like I'm watching that game, too. And you know, I had Seattle in the streak for the cash.
Right.
But I wanted Minnesota to win the game.
Yep.
But it's like, oh.
I mean, we can go back on in these podcasts. I said the team you got to look out for. Seattle. Even when they were,
yep.
Yeah, 0-whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, Seattle's not going to go away.
But they did have a, like, 14 horseshoes up their butt last week.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Which scares me against Carolina, though.
Yeah, that's why the Chicago Bears got in the Super Bowl. That
yes, that's year. True.
Over under.
What do you have for over under?
I have 44 again.
44 again?
Yep.
I'm going over.
I'm actually going over too.
All right, so we have the same on two games.
Wow.
Then the final game, the Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals in Glendale, Arizona, at the University of Phoenix Stadium. For the Green Bay Packers, Davante Adams, we've lost another receiver, everyone. He is out for this game. MCL sprain, will not play in Arizona.
Don't worry, though. We have the greatest quarterback.
We do.
Yeah, please.
Do you hear they also, Andrew Corliss on IR, season-ending IR.
I'm fine with that, too. He didn't do crap all year.
So, here we go. At the beginning of the season, this was after the injury to Jordy Nelson, the Green Bay Packer wideouts were Randall Cobb, Davante Adams, Ty Montgomery,
James Jones.
Well, no, this is...
Oh.
Who was the other guy? Ty Montgomery.
Jeff Devontae. Janis.
Oh, maybe it was James Jones, because they brought him in when what's-his-name got hurt. So those would have been the right, four yep. going into the season. We're down to Randall Cobb, James Jones, Jeff Janis, Jared Aberderis.
Wow. And we kind of put Jared Aberderis to, I mean... We thought he was done after his,
he might be done, but what else are they going to do? So, we need, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to light it up again. And we have Eddie Lacy with a, what, broken rib? Or just a hurt rib? Or they're not saying.
They're not saying. Mm. I don't have anything on that.
Oh, boy. Sam Shields? Has been a participant in practice after being in concussion protocol for 4 weeks, but he's still listed as questionable. They don't know if he's going to play or not. Game time decision. I don't know if that's just Mike McCarthy trying to try and keep a secret from Arizona. I think our only hope is Carson Palmer has to get hurt.
I would totally agree with that.
For the
I
for
think
the
David Johnson's going to rock again.
Oh, my God. David Johnson has said that he doesn't really have any more rookie nerves, which isn't a good thing to hear. After the experience he's gained in the games this season, he's ready for tonight, Saturday.
Okay, two listeners out there I'm trying to get to here. Mm-hmm. Wayne.
Yes.
And Henry. Okay. And Chris, I think, too, actually. So three. David Johnson is up for auction right now. It's not going to take much.
It's not going to take much. For the other guy in Arizona, Chris Johnson, he did return to practice.
Yeah, but he's...
However, he is still on their short-term injured reserve list.
Yeah.
And he's not eligible to play until Super Bowl Sunday. So he's out.
So what do you got for the point spread for this one?
I have Arizona -7. You think it's going to be in our 38-3 blowout?
I wrote it down already.
You took Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know what?
Come on, Homer.
I am going to take Green Bay.
Shocking.
I'm going to take Green Bay, and this is why. I think...
we have the greatest quarterback in the whole world. Did you see that pass he threw against Detroit? No one could have made that pass.
I'm just saying that...
No one in the NFL could throw the ball.
Playoffs. This is playoffs. This is a new season.
He threw that ball... 100 feet in the air.
And 65 yards down the
field. Hell no, not 65. You got to be like every Packer fan out there.
85.
85 yards. 100 feet in the air, 85 yards.
Don't be a hater. Green's not your color.
I would agree right now.
So, this is why. It's a new season.
Okay.
The Packers they're gelling again. They're gelling. They remember that 38-3 blowout or whatever the score was.
Right.
And they're angry.
Oh, angry.
Angry.
Real angry.
They're going to take it out. You're talking about a team that's been resting and not doing anything for the last week. And you got a team that's never been in this position before where you have a championship quarterback in Aaron Rodgers and all the other guys that won the championship with him.
Okay. So here... question on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yes.
I just heard it this morning as I was driving in. They gave this question to David Deal, a former offensive lineman for the Giants.
All right.
A two-time Pro Bowl or Super Bowl champion. You could put in order these four quarterbacks.
Okay.
Right now.
If you had to pick one right now.
Yep.
Okay.
Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers. Who would you want to go?
Right now.
If you had to draft one of those guys at the ages they're at.
Right now.
Right now.
I would still take Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you're insane.
I would not take Cam Newton because he goes against everything I believe in.
You're insane.
He's not a team player. He's a
what does
ball
he have to
hog.
Do? Oh.
He's a ball hog. I don't like Russell Wilson. He's too short.
I don't like Russell Wilson either.
I don't like Andrew Luck, that whole Amish neckbeard thing.
If he shaves it, though?
If he shaves it, and if he would learn. Okay, here's the other thing that drives me crazy about Andrew Luck. Now, this is all. He's a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The shit that drives me crazy about Andrew Luck, that beard.
Right.
And you ever notice that he's like the only quarterback that plays with like a defensive back's mouthpiece in his mouth all the time? And he's trying to talk and call plays, and he's got like he's chewing on a hockey puck.
He's got to do what he's got to do.
Yeah, but he's not doing it very well.
All right.
He was horrible this year. So he was worse than Aaron Rodgers.
Do you want to know what David Deal had to say?
He would take Cam Newton.
Nope.
He would take Andrew Luck.
Russell Wilson won.
Oh, he's insane.
Cam Newton number two.
Oh, my God. He was paid off by Goodell.
Did Aaron Rodgers make the top three?
Probably not.
No, he didn't.
Of course he didn't.
Because Aaron Rodgers is not the quarterback that everybody thinks he is.
He's not because the rest of their team isn't pulling their weight.
Of course. And then when
can't do everything.
So then when everybody else pulls their weight again, then he'll be. Then it's not.
If everybody else would do their job.
Okay.
He would be the all pro that he's always been.
Okay.
He can't catch the ball. He can't block his own blind side.
Easy, Giselle.
Can't, right?
He can't.
Right? He can't run the well, he probably could run the ball into the offensive line and make a half a yard. Like okay. Granted, I know I'm watching these games from higher up, the camera angle and everything.
Right.
And okay, you played football, right?
Yes.
Okay, maybe you can help me with this and I can say that I was wrong in 2016. When you're down on the line, is it impossible to realize that there's all these guys in front of you that you can't just like, hey, bounce it out and kind of go where there's nobody playing?
Things happen so fast.
Not the way Eddie Lacy runs before he gets going. It's not that fast. And all right, I'm not fast.
Okay.
I could see that there's a 350-pound lineman in front of me and then two guys that he's trying to block. And say, you know what? I'm not going to get through that.
But that still doesn't stop Aaron from holding the ball too long.
Because his receivers aren't getting open. Right? What do you want him to do? Just throw him
at? So at the beginning of the year, for some reason, they were getting open all the time. Is James Jones running different routes than he was running?
No, what's happening is they
if I remember correctly, I was tooting James Jones.
You were best receiver in the history of the Green Bay Packers. In fact, I think is what you said.
I think so.
That was before the hoodie, the good luck hoodie. Oh, which have you noticed that everybody's wearing those? All the receivers are wearing hoodies.
I've been seeing that. See, he's a trendsetter.
But here's the thing: at the beginning of the season, because who was it that they're saying figured them out? Was it Denver?
It had to be Denver, yeah.
Where you just play them man-to-man and you just play them tight and they're not fast enough to get open. They weren't doing that before. They were all still scared at the beginning of the season, thinking that these guys are going to blast past them, that they were giving them all this cushion. Because even at the beginning of the year, there weren't any passes downfield. They were all just short little slants.
And that's the word I'm looking for right there. What happened to the slant pass? We haven't done a slant pass this year. I don't think I've ever seen it.
We also haven't. You ever noticed there hasn't been any screens either?
The screens they've been using.
A little bit.
But they're using them when they have to use a screen, and that's like, well, that's not going to happen.
And you know, so screens are. It's like snap the ball, throw the ball, because
yeah.
Offensive line can't. Jesus, I keep thinking, what is Ken Rutgers out there again?
Now, I heard there's rumor, or there's not rumor, I've heard speculation, I guess rumor, whatever, that Josh Sitton is kind of a little bit of a diva.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and I hope that's not true, because I really like all those offensive linemen. I think they're all, they're like a team of long-haired men.
Men.
Like Norse gods.
It sounds, from what I've heard, this is just what I've heard.
That he's a diva?
Kind of a diva, and he wants to do things his way.
Oh, kind of like Ndamukong Suh.
No, sounds like Aaron Rodgers.
No.
And he wants to run the ball more.
Well, maybe he should become a running back. Maybe he should become a two-way player like Cam Newton and Russell Wilson.
There you go.
All right.
All right. So.
Oh, what was the over-under?
Over-under.
I took Green Bay. You took Arizona.
49, I think it was.
49 over-under.
49 and a half.
I'm going over.
Oh, yeah. So I went over. I just went Arizona, though, first.
Okay. Arizona over. I have Green Bay over. We will see how we did next week.
Yes.
We can do a little a side thing on this, or should we just leave it as a, this is what we're picking for this weekend?
The only one I want to really do a bet on, but we've, is the Seattle game.
We have the same thing.
But we have the same thing. I want to, I'm happy to lose money against.
Can you imagine Seattle versus Green Bay next week in Green Bay for the NFC Championship?
Okay, just got this in. Jeremy Maclin is active for Saturday's wild card game against the Patriots.
And who do I have Kansas City?
Yes, we both have Kansas City.
That's fine.
I have Justin Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Houston and
Tamba Ali. I like him.
Yeah. Are both active despite being questionable.
Mm-hmm.
They just had more to come. And then I just got this in.
You're like breaking news.
I am
man
breaking
here.
News man. Gronkowski, Edelman, and Chandler Jones are active for Saturdays.
I didn't know who you were talking about at the time. I'm like, who is that? It can't be Brady. Brady, who's never drank coffee.
That's right. I can honestly say I have never done that.
And speaking of, you brought up Dan Patrick. I was off from work. And I was watching his show on TV.
Right.
I realized what it is I can't stand about his show. It's not even.
Is it Paulie?
It's one person.
Paulie?
No, it's that dumbass that does the. That does the.
The soundbird?
No. What's the word I'm thinking of? He does the question where you got to pick an answer.
Oh, McLovin.
McLovin. I cannot stand that guy. And it's not only the voice, it's the way he looks.
See, I like McLovin.
You do?
I can't stand Paulie.
Oh, I think McLovin's an idiot.
Paulie's a douche.
Oh, man, McLovin. And it's the way he sits there with this arrogance. And like, dude, you look like I did when I was in fifth grade.
The other guy in the back is, I think they call him Todd Fritz.
Yes, Fritzy.
I like Fritzy. I think
Fritzy is probably the best out of the three.
Out of the four. There's
Who's
four.
The other one?
Dan Patrick's little boy toy. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, enough. Seton. Seton, yes. We've talked about him enough.
Yes, all right. Definitely.
No, McLovin, you're the guy that keeping me from liking that show. Although I told you.
I thought we were
done. I know, but the one thing that I'm actually thinking of recording it every day on Fox Sports 1, the Colin Cowherd show.
Okay. I can't stand him.
Dude, you got to see the person that does his sports updates. She's going to be our, if I can find more pictures of her, she's going to be our Fantasy Girl of the Week one. Oh,
I can't stand her.
Christine Leahy. Oh, my God. And she knows things about sports. You got to check her out.
Get her up.
We will. After when we're done.
Okay.
But that's it for the games, everyone. We've been this is going to be over an hour.
Yeah, I can see that already. I'm like, oh.
So we're gonna get right into the Fantasy Girl, and we're going to cut this thing off, okay?
All right.
And we're back. The club music. By the way, did you like...
Can you get my picture up for me, please?
Did you like...
And the winner is...
Did you like the episode, the song from our...
I
was playing it. Judy and I were in the car, and we were going... This is when we were... Because why we couldn't do the podcast last week, we were out of town.
Right.
We were driving up to, like, Fond du Lac area.
Yep.
And we were listening to a podcast, and it came to the song, and I just, like, fast-forwarded it. So she goes, why didn't you let me listen to it? I said, you wouldn't like the song. It's rap.
Yeah, she definitely wouldn't like the beginning of the song. I was listening to that, and I'm like, well, that took a turn.
Yeah. But anyways, it's Fantasy Girl time. We're at the party drinking Bacardi.
Yes, we are.
And our girl this week, she is Jamie Alexander. You can check her out on mycffl.com, the Fantasy Girl page. Jamie was born March 12th, 1984. So she's older than 18.
Yes.
She was born in Greenville, South Carolina, grew up in the city of Grapevine, Texas. She'd be a Southern girl.
This is, I want to stand up and applaud, but I don't know if my cord's going to reach. Allow me to do it, but I love this pick.
Really?
Yes.
Really? You're happy with this one?
You finally took, yeah.
I went away from the 18-year-old Brazilians?
Well, just, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm trying
and
to...
you actually... People are going to know who this woman is.
Jamie Alexander. She was a member. This is another reason why I went with her. She was a member of her high school wrestling team.
She's a tough girl.
Her career was launched in 2003 when she was cast in a low-budget award-winning film called The Other Side. And she had a body double for the steamier scenes in one of her other films, Rest Stop. Currently, she's starring in NBC's TV series, Blind Spot.
I kind of like her actually better with the tattoos.
I know she looks tough, doesn't she?
Yes. You know who she reminds me of before she got...
Inked?
No. No.
When she had the longer hair?
Who was the tattoo artist that was always inked up and you and I both thought she was...
Tattoo artist from Miami Ink?
Yeah.
Oh,
And then she kind of got haggard.
Like
and
Dita Von Teese type thing?
Yeah.
Oh, what was her name? And she went to L.A.
Kat Von D.
Kat Von D. Yes, Kat Von D.
And then that's a good picture.
Yep. That's Jamie Alexander, everyone. Your Fantasy Girl of the Week. Check her out, mycffl.com.
And please email us if you have other ladies.
People you'd like to see.
We can do this.
Yes, because next week it might be back to...
Somebody from Game of Thrones?
18-year-old.
No. I like where we're going with this right now.
You're happy with Jamie Alexander?
I am.
All right. Well, that's it, everyone, for this week.
I'd even take Olivia Munn.
Would you?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. If the Packers win, Olivia Munn will be next week.
She's too good for Aaron. That's
Oh, man.
Way too good for him.
So that's it for this week. Questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email us.
I want to drop the mic and
CFFL commissioner at hotmail.com, or you can email Dan at strap1971@yahoo.com. Again, check out the website for this week's Fantasy Girl, mycffl.com. Otherwise, if you're in the league, we have the questions up there. You can look them over and send in your votes. And I think that's it.
Awesome.
Next week we'll be talking about, actually, are we going to do one next week? Because aren't we
next week
supposed to be going somewhere?
Yeah, we're supposed to be going somewhere, I think. Aren't we?
Yeah. Unless we do it before we go.
I don't think the girls would be overly happy about that.
Hey, we run this show.
That's right. We are the men.
We have pants on. Yes, honey, we're almost done.
Yes. We'll be home down in a bit.
So that's it for this week. Again, have a good week. Good luck. If you have one of their teams are playing this weekend, hopefully they win. And hopefully the Packers win so we can have Olivia Munn next week.
Awesome. That sounds good.
That's it. Be good.
Take care.
All right.